I'd like to dedicate today's shiur as a schus for Refuah Shleima, for Yakira Emuna Bastina Bracha, and for Meir Michael Ben Rivka. This is the name of a young boy that was given to me over Shabbos. Was going in for critical surgery this week. I'm not exactly sure what day, but he's in need of Rachamei Shamayim. So we should try to have him in our tefillah as well. Meir Michael Ben Rivka. They both should have a Refuah Shleima B'soch Shachol Yisrael. Gemaran Daf Hey Amud Aleph here in Gittin is trying to figure out Machlokas Rav and Rava what the time of a Faninuka Faninatam is all about. So the Gemara has another Toshma right here in the middle of the Daf Hey Amud Aleph. This is where we got up to on Thursday. Toshma Deboy Minei Shmuel Mei Ravuna Shnaim Sheviu Ged Mendina Siyam Tzvichan Shem Faninu Nechtav Faninu Nechtam Vain Tzvichim. Shmuel asked Rav Huna, two Amoraim talking to each other, what's the din of Shnaim Sheviu Get? We spoke about this. Dasyu Betre, the Gemara Daf Beis Amud Beis said Dasyu Betre is a nafkamina between Rav and Rav. But there's a little bit more that's added in the sugya over here. Some interesting additions, which I'd like to go through with you. So, there's a shayla, right? Shmuel asked Rav Huna, what's the din? Amalei Ein Tzrichin. Rav Huna said that they don't have to say Befanim. They don't have to say Befanim. So this is an interesting statement. We didn't have this yet. Right? He says, of course, they don't have to say b'faneinu d'varinatam, because if they said b'faneinu girsha, they'd be believed. So therefore what? So therefore, they don't have to say b'faneinu. We're going to have to understand what that means. Right? But that's the svara that he gives, that if they were to say b'faneinu girsha, they'd be believed, and that's it. So too, once they bring the get, then they're ne'mon. They're ne'mon in something. And therefore, there's no need to say b'fanei d'fanei nechtam. Zokta Gemara, l'Rava nicha, l'Rava kasha. It's good for Rava. Rava says, if two bring a get from Medina Sayam, there's no need to say b'fanei, because there are edim etzuyon l'kaimo. We discussed Rashi and the Riva, two different pshatim, what that means. Right? Two different pshatim. We'll get to it again. But according to Rava, dasyu beitrei, we assume that there's no need to say b'fanei. According to Rava, there will be a chiv, because zem b'kiyim b'lishma. And became the Lishma. So just because they're Eidim Tzvi in the camp doesn't mean there's no need to say Befana. So says the Gemara, there's a Raya to Rava. It's very interesting. You know, Rava is an Amora as well. So what, the fact that Rav Huna Paskin like Rava, it sounds like it's sort of interesting that this is a Raya to Rava. It's one thing if you bring a Raya to Rava from a Braisa, from a Mishnah, from Tanoim. This is just the back and forth between different Amoraim. So it's an interesting statement, but that's what the Gemara says. That it's nicha l'rava. Clearly, Rav Huna seems to be going like Rava a little bit, and against Rava, it's kash against Rava. So hachamai askinan, Zakta Gemara, the same answer that it said before. Hachamai askinan lacha shalamdu. We're talking lacha shalamdu. There's no problem of lishma. So Rava is like the Rava, but he's also concerned about lishma, but only called him shalamdu. Lacha shalamdu. He's not concerned about lishma. So that's why shnayim shevi uget. Acha shalom du rab and rava the same. You don't have to say b'fanim if b'fanim. I hachi frek the Gemara, the same shak of attire as before. Chad nami. So one also shouldn't have said b'fanim l'acha shalom du l'fi rab. Right? L'fi rab. One also shouldn't have to say b'fanim. If rab is only concerned about l'shma, right, we hold that rab is later rava, but if rab is only concerned about l'shma, so then chad nami shouldn't have to say Bifani. We're afraid that it'll go back to a state of Kodem Shalom. So Rabbi says that you have to say Bifani. You should have to say Bifani anyway if Rabbi is Leder Rava, but here I guess we're being purists. Now we're going back to the original, before Rabbi is Leder Rava. If Rabbi is a purist, he's only concerned about Lishma, so Acha Shalom, there's no concern. So the Gemara says no, it's because of Gzeira, there still is a concern. So Iyahachi Beitre Nami, so two also. But you're telling me, Lacha Shalom, the Rabbah's not concerned. So, but if we're concerned about Chad, so we should be concerned about Beitrei also, the Shemayasa Dovel Kulkula. The Gemara says, no, Beitrei the Mai Sugita, Muslo Shricha, Logozabar Rabban. Beitrei, two people bringing a get, is a Muslo Shricha, so on that there's no Gzera. I, the Ha'ishad Lo Shricha, the same Pizman as before. Isha is also a case of milsav lo shchicha, and yet she does have to say b'fanai. It says the Gemara shlo tachlag b'shlichas, that Chazal didn't want to distinguish between different types of shlichas d'yochel or shlichas d'chad. Before it's shlichas d'yochel, here shlichas d'chad betrays a totally different case. But in the case of shlichas d'chad, Chazal say it's all the same, even though ish is milsav lo shchicha, but they had one gzera below plug. Yochi bal nami, Bal also should have to say b'fonai when he brings a get. Because lotachlo b'shlichas d'chad. Elomatanya hu atzma shevigito en atzor lom fanit v'ani nechtam. Al du gemara taim amai am rabbonan tzor lom fanit v'ani nechtam du masi ba ma'ar posalei. Hashta minka nukle v'yodi v'irua ka ma'ar alei. The Baal is minka nukle v'yodi. He's carrying the get and he's going to be ma'ar. We're not choshish for that. Not choshish for that anymore. Right, so we discussed the great length with the Chasim Sofer that this is talking la'acha shalomdu, after la'acha shalomdu, l'fi Rashi. Right, that's a further complication. But the Pasha Pshat of the Gemara is that Baal is someone special, that he never has to say b'fanai because we're not afraid of any error. That's the Pasha Pshat of the Chasim Sofer. Says b'das Rashi, that's not true. That if taka people were not b'kir, if we go back to the state of kodem shalomdu, then even Baal Shevi Gita would have to say b'fanai. That this whole Bryce is talking la'acha shalomdu, and that's why there are more paskins that bizman hazeh, the people are not bekiyim. So then the Baal Taka has to say b'fanai. Tremendous chiddush. It's a chiddush ladina from the Chasim Sofer b'das Rashi. Okay, this is the Gemar. This is the Shagvat. Much of the Shagvat Tai is really a repeat of the previous Gemar, but it's applying it to this new case of Beitrei D'mai Sugita. So let's pedal back to the beginning of the sugya, and let's try to understand it in light of all of the different shitas of Rishonim and the Biurim that we gave in the Beis and the Beis. We'll see what's similar, what's different, what we'll have to add, and elaborate a little bit on the sugya and the Beis to try to get a havon in the sugya. So the Gemara quotes a memra that Shmuel asked Rav Huna, what's the din of Shnayim Shevi Uget Mimdina Saya? He asked the Mishayla, do they have to say B'fanin B'faninatim, or do they not? And he answered, Ma'ilu Yomer B'faninu Girsha Milo Mehemni. They'd be neman if they said b'fanenu d'fanenachtam, so it makes sense. They'd be neman if they said b'fanenu girsha, so they shouldn't have to say b'fanenu d'fanenachtam. The Gemara l'rav anichal rabba kasha. What was the ibaya that Shmuel was asking? What was the shayla? What was the shayla? What was the shayla? So the Ritva explains the shayla kipshuta. The Ritva says that the shayla was, what's the tam? Why does a shliach who brings a get from Medina Sayom have to say b'fanenu d'fanenachtam? That's how the Ritva understands. Here's the Ritva. Shnayim shevil get Medina Sayom l'rav anicha de kasover de taima mishum kiyum. They're looking at the footnote. The taima mishum kiyum. Uman de boile. This is in the footnote of the Ritva. So the footnote is like adding this to the Ritva, right? Kein tzarech lomar. Uman de boyle mishum de mesafkele yitayma mishum kiyum o mishum lishma. Zok the Ritva, the shayla was, what's the reason? Why does someone who brings a get from Medina Sayam, brings a get from Medina Sayam to say b'fanai? Shliach echad. Is it mishum kiyum? Is it mishum lishma? And he's poshet that it's mishum kiyum. V'hadalei de'ein tzrichin k'rava. Ela l'rabba kashin. Right, so the shayla was who's right? Is Rabba right? Is Rabba right? What's the reason that Shliach Echad, who brings the get from Medina Siyam, has to say b'fanai? That's how the Ritva seems to explain. But lachor, it's a pella. If that's pshat in the ibay of the Gemara, so then the hemshech of the Gemara is a little strange. L'rava nicha l'rabba kasha. It's good for Rava. It's good for Rava. It's not good for Rava. It should say Rav Huna Paskin is like Rava. Maram Shif makes reference to this kashi. He quotes the Rashba. It's really the Rashba's kashi. If that's Pshat in the Ibaya, so then the Loshon of the Gemara is a little strange. It sounds like you have an Ibaya from something that's a little out of the way, and we're going to bring a Raya to Rava from something that's out of the way. Just like the last Raya. Right, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah Daf Tes. Mishnah Daf Tes is not talking about what the reason is for the Shliach to say b'fanai d'fanenachtam. The Mishnah has a halacha. If he's any yocholom, if he's any nechtam, we shall have aidim is kind of chosma. So it's a case. It's be careful the scharish. You know, we're trying to give pshat in the Mishnah, and then based on the pshat of the Mishnah, it's fair against Rabba. It's not that the Mishnah is, you know, talking about the machlokas Rabba and Rava directly. The way the Ritva understands the shaila that Shmuel asked over here, it sounds like the shaila really is, what is the reason for Bafana? So if the shaila was, what is the reason for Bafana, Rafuna answers, ain't shrichim. So why does the Gemara say L'Rava Nicha? It should just say, Rafuna goes, Aliba the Rava. Okay, so maybe that proves that Rava is right, because there are more Amoroyim that go like him. But it's not L'Rava Nicha. Nicha means that there's a riot to Rava. It's not a riot to Rava, it's his shita. You're basically saying, Rafuna holds like Rava. So the Lashon of the Gemara is a little bit of a pella. Lashon of the Gemara is a little bit strange. It should have just said, Rav Huna Kerava. Rav Huna Kerava. Comes the Maram Shif, and he explains that the Ibai in the Gemara is different. The Ibai was not about, it was not about what the Tam is for Befana Nechta, Befana Nechta. No. Shmuel understood the Tam was like Rava. Shmuel held like Rava. His Shaila was, are we afraid, when two bring the get, are we afraid that the Baal might still be Mekalkel the Isha? If we know that the Baal sent the get with these two shluchim, how do we know? Well, because the two shluchim are Edim Ksheirim, they can testify about themselves. So if we know, if they tell us that the Baal sent us, are we still concerned of Ziyuf? Lefi, Rav, he's going with Rav, but are we concerned about Ziyuf? Are we concerned that the Baal would, is Choshed Lekalkela, if we know for sure that he sent the get through the shliach? Or do we say, no, once we know for sure that the Baal sent the shliach, so then we're not afraid of Ziyaf anymore. With one shliach, we never know that the Baal sent the shliach. It's the shliach's word. Right? We saw there were Rishonim that say that the shliach is not Neman Batsim. He's not Neman intrinsically to say the Baal sent him, because there's no Nemanus for the shliach to say that. It's a regular Eidus of Kol HaTorah Kulu, which should need Shnayim. Some say once he says b'fanu d'fanu echdam, so then maybe he has the nemanus to say that the Baal sent him as well. We had a whole discussion like that. But intrinsically, the shliach is not neman to say that the Baal sent him. He's just he's one shliach. But two shluchim will come and say the Baal sent him. Then they're two edim. If they're two edim, they're neman to say the Baal sent him. So comes Shmuel and he says, if two bring the get, so are they neman to say b'fanai b'fanai b'fanai? Meaning, once they say b'fanai, are we no longer choshesh for ziyaf habal? We're not choshesh that he'll be marshal the woman anymore? Well, no, we're still choshesh for ziyaf. We're still choshesh for ziyaf. So, what's the nafkamina? Do they have to say b'fanai? If two people come and say the Baal sent them, so now, are we choshesh for ziyaf or we're not choshesh? If we're choshesh for ziyaf, so then saying the Baal sent them is not enough. They have to say b'fanai b'fanai b'fanai, because that proves that there wasn't a ziyaf. If it was written and signed in front of them, it wasn't forged. Right? So if they have to say b'fanai, that means that we're concerned about Ziv. If they don't have to say b'fanai, so then that means that once they say that the Baal sent them, then we're not concerned about Ziv. That was Shmuel's kasha. Shmuel's kasha was, if two bring the get, so then they're neman to say the Baal sent them. Once we hear two people saying that the Baal sent them, are we still concerned for Ziv? We're still concerned that maybe the Baal will be Mekalkel the Isha? So they have to say b'fanai, b'fanai nechtam, to prove that it's not Mezuyev? Or do we say, no, we're not afraid of Ziyev. Once we have two people who say that the Baal sent them, so then everything is fine. Everything is finished, because they're Neman. They're Neman in what they're saying, that the Baal sent them. Once they're Neman, that the Baal sent them, then there's no further concern. This is the way the Maram Shif understood the Shaila. He says, Dochag lefarish sofek tam ibai ikiraba utzichin o kerava vein tzichin, poshut kerava. It's very difficult to explain like the Ritva. It doesn't quote the Ritva, but to explain simply that the Shaila was, who do we paskin like? The Imkain, lo havalei l'sayim u'ma ilu yomru. The whole u'ma ilu yomru, what does that do with anything? The afli yibai yinicha yitana kerava. You don't need ma ilu yomru. It's time is kerava. You don't need the extra ma ilu yomru fanero girsha. What does that do with anything? The od, the Imkain, lo avalei l'meimer l'rava nicha, it shouldn't have said l'rava nicha, it should have just said shvami na kerava, not l'rava nicha, this is rava, it's not something else that proves like rava, it's not proving like rava, it is rava. Kamo she'ik shebechidush ha'rashva, v'ashalomar, af b'taim b'dekiyim b'ayi. No, the shaila was within rava,
Tzichin lomar shemaziyef habal v'shal agen mezuyif. The suffix gives that we're afraid he was mezayif. V'poshet then tzichin, kevet and esbarah da'aget bam yod liyoda, tzulach hashima. Zmayil liyomar v'nero girsha pshita demahemni, v'him eskareshes v'lar minu shemagirsha beget mezuyif.
So that's what the Gemara says. It's a kash against Rava. This Shaila, the fact that he's asking a Shaila, Aliba de Rava. Should we say, Shnayim, that bring a get, once we trust them that the Baal sent them, so then there's no need to say Befanai, right? A Shaila within Rava, he says, that's Nichola Rava. It's Nichola Rava. Because even if he'll tell me the rabbi is like the rava, but rabbi holds that you need lishma too. So even if he'll be poshet the shaila to say that once we know that the Baal sent them, so then they don't have to say b'fanim b'fanim nechtam al tzkiyum, because we're not afraid that the Baal was mezayif to get. Okay, that solves the kiyum problem. So even if rabbi is like the rava, so he'll admit mitzad kiyum, there's no problem. But rabbi still requires b'fanim because of lishma. That's the shaila here. That's the shaila. The shaila wasn't how do we paskin in terms of the ta? No, that's too straight, right? Then it's not l'rava nicha. Then basically, it's the answer is that Rav Huna goes like rava. That's it. No, the shaila was l'fi rava. If you have two that bring a get, even though we know the ta is kiyum, but once they say that the Baal sent them. So do we now no longer feel the need to say b'fanai because we're not choshesh for ziyaf habal, we're not choshesh that he'll be mekalkala, or maybe we're still concerned. That's the shaila, and to that the Gemara answers no. My ilu yom b'fanin or girsha milo mehemni. The neman to say b'fanin or girsha. So the neman to say the Baal sent them, and once they're neman, they have a nemonis. So then we're not concerned about anything else. So that is a raya to Rava, because Lafi Rabba, even if Rabba holds, Rabba is like the Rava, he holds of Kiyam, but he also holds of Lishma, and the way that they're talking, both Rav Huna and Shmuel, is there's no issue of Lishma over here. The question is whether we're afraid of Ziyaf Habal once they say Habal Shulcha. Okay, this is the other way to understand the Shaila of the Gemara. Not like the Ritva, who understands a Kipshutam, because that's difficult in the Hemshech HaGemara. Maram Shiv says, no, the Shaila is Aliba de Rava. Aliba de Rava. So that's the Rava Nichol, the Rabba Kasha. Now, it's interesting, Lachori, you can't explain like the Maram Shiv unless you understand, like the Rivoin, Tosis, and the Bezim and Beis. Right, we had a Machlogas Rishon. Right, remember? We had a Machlogas Rishon, and what does that mean, Das Yubei Trey? Why, according to Rav, is that okay? What happens? So Rashi said, because now you have Edom and Suyin Lekaimo. You have two, you have Edom and Suyin Lekaimo. So we explain with the Chemda Shlomo that what that really means is that it's not that we're going to lock them up in the box, the Kasha Sato, we're not going to lock them up in the box, but the fact that there's the potential for Kiyam here, the Baal is now afraid to come and to be Ma'ar against again. As opposed to the Riva, who said no. That the Pshat is once you have a Siyo Betray, the Nemon to say HaBaal Shilcham, they have a Nemonus to say the Baal sent them. So once they have an emunah, they say the Baal sent them. We're not afraid of anything. We're not afraid the Baal is going to be mezayif. He's not choshed the kalkala. Right? Once they say the Baal sent them, then we know it's not going to be mezuyif. If only one person, you know, says the Baal sent them, he's not nemo. It's not nemo to say the Baal sent them. So we're afraid of mezuyif. So that's why he has to say the funai. But if two people claim the Baal sent them, so we trust them that the Baal sent them. Once we know the Baal sent them, then there's no concern of ziyuf. Right, that was the Riva. So Lechora, the Maram Shiv's pshat in the Gemara over here only works Lefi the Riva. Because what's the Maram Shiv saying? That the Shaila of the Gemara was, according to Rava, that the Tam is Kiyum, what happens if they trey Ma'isugita, two people bring a get? Are we still concerned for Ziyuf or not concerned for Ziyuf? That's Mamish the Shaila that the Riva is grappling with. Right? So he says that the pshat in the Gemara is Das Yu Betray, Rava is not concerned for Ziyuf. Rava is not concerned for Ziyuf. So why is Rav not concerned with Ziyuf? So you really should do the Gemara Daf Hey when you learn that base. It's just it was just too much, right? But according to the Riva, he's really explaining the Gemara Daf Beis and the base Lefi the Gemara Daf Hey, right? That the maskara of the Gemara is if Beitrei Ma'isugita then Eman because Ma'ilu Yamu Fanero Gishem Mila Mehemni. If they say b'fanan Gersha, they'd have a Nemanas. Two people who say b'fanan Gersha, we saw the Gershin, they have a Nemanas. So too, even if they don't say that we saw the Gershin. If they say the Baal sent them, they have a Nemanas. And once they have a Nemanas, the two people are Neman to say the Baal sent them, so then we're not afraid of Ziyuf HaVal. We're not afraid that he'll be Makalka. That works very well. The Lashon of the Gemara works very well according to the Riva. Ma ilu yama b'faneinu Gersha mila mehemni means that they have a nemonis to say b'faneinu Gersha. So too, if they say the Baal sent them, they have a nemonis to say the Baal sent them. And once they have a nemonis, so then there's no chashash of Ziyuf that he's going to be Mekalkin. But according to Rashi, Rashi and Dav Beis, it's a little bit difficult over here, right? It's a little bit difficult. You can't explain like the Maram Shif. According to Rashi, they're not Neman to say that the Baal sent them. Not Neman to say the Baal sent them. It's just if you have a Siyu Betray, so then because there's the potential for Kiyum in the future, if the Baal's Ma'aron, so we're not afraid the Baal is going to come and be Ma'aron against again. That's the whole difference with Yerov. It's not that they're Neman to say the Baal sent them. They're not Neman to say the Baal sent them. But Afal Pi Kein, we're not afraid of the Ir HaBaal. So, according to Rashi, how do you understand the Suffolk? The Suffolk is not the Maram Shif, right? According to the Maram Shif, the Suffolk of the Gemara, Shmuel was asking if the Tam is Mishum Kiyam, right? So what happens if two bring a get? Are we still afraid of Ziyuf, or are we not afraid of Ziyuf? Now, why shouldn't we be afraid of Ziyuf? Because they're Neman to say the Baal sent them. But according to Rashi, they're not Neman to say the Baal sent them. So, like, that's not the reason why Beitrei Demai Sugita, according to Rava, don't have to say B'fanei Devarei Nachtam. According to Rashi, Beitrei Demai Sugita don't have to say B'fanei Devarei Nachtam because we're not afraid the Baal is going to be Ma'ara later because he's concerned that you might have someone who'll be able to be Makayim in the future. We haven't solved any problem now. It's not like these two have in their monas that the Baal sent them. It's that where the Baal is afraid to come in the future. So that solves the problem of a need for Kiyam because we're not afraid that there's going to be Ira. The whole concern is only one of Laz. Right, we're afraid of Laz. The Gemara is assuming at that stage they're only afraid of Laz, so we're not concerned about that Laz. But that's not what the Gemara is saying over here on Daf Hei. Right, so how is Rashi going to explain the Suffolk in the Gemara on Daf Hei? The Suffolk of the Maram Shif works out well according to the Riva, because according to the Riva, the whole issue of Beitrei Demai Sugita is that the Neman to say that the Baal sent them, and according to Rashi, that's not the key. So how would he interpret the Gemara in Daf Hei? So Lechora, Rashi's going to have to explain like the Ritva, even though it's difficult. Rashi would say that the Shaila in the Gemara is, which is the right time? Is the Tam Rava, is the Tam Rava? And the Maskana is Rava, that Rav Huna goes like Rava, so that's the Raya to Rava. It's difficult, but Lechora, that's how Rashi's going to have to explain. That's how Rashi is going to have to explain that it's just a regular shaila as to who do we paskin like? Like, which time do we paskin? Because again, Rashi earlier did not learn that shnayim shemevim get, there's no need to say b'fanai because they nema to say the Baal sent him. That wasn't the issue. As we discussed, according to Rashi with the Raivin and everything, that we're still concerned. So the fact that the Habal Shulcham doesn't solve any problem. We're still concerned the Baal might be Mizayif. It's just, we're not concerned that there'll be an error because the Baal's afraid to come. He's afraid he'll ruin his reputation and look funny. So, but where's that in the Gemara Daf Hei? If you learn like the Ritva, then you could say that the Suffolk is simple. Do we go like Rabba? Do we go like Rav? The only problem with Rashi is what's the tam of Ma Ilu Yomer B'Faneinu Gersha Mila Mehemni? What's that saying, Lefi Rashi? Lefi the Maram Shif, it makes a lot of sense. What that line of Gemara is saying is they be Neman to say B'Faneinu Gersha. So too, the two are Neman. They're Neman in something. They're Neman to say Habal Shulchan. That's the connection. And once they're Neman, there's no further chashash that the Baal was Mizayif. So Lefi the Riva. So feel the Maram Shif, everything is great. Because Ma'ilu Yom Faneinu Gersha Mila Mehemni means if they're Neman to say Faneinu Gersha, then there's no further concern. So too, if they bring again and they say Habal Shulcham, they're Neman to say Habal Shulcham, there's no further concern. But according to Rashi, what is Ma'ilu Yom Faneinu Gersha saying? What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything, Lefi Rashi? I saw a couple of hands up. Yes, Binyam.
So what's the Gemara hey then adding? It seems like the same exact case that we're seeing with Bez. The Suv Yisrael, so why is that? It's the Rifa and Rashi is the Rifa. What is it adding? It's only the same thing.
Right. According to Rava, what do you mean according
meaning
to
Rava?
He's saying if you're just paskening like Rava. No, so the Gemara, Daf Beis, Amud Beis, was saying the Ika Benaya between Rava and Rava is Dasyu Beishrei, one of the Ika Benayas. And now the Gemara is saying that, you know, there was a discussion of the Amoraim in the Gemara. I mean, Rava is a later Amora. So the earlier Amoraim, Rav Huna and Shmuel, were discussing earlier. What's the time for B'chanei Tamidatam? And it seems like Rav Huna is passing the time is like Rava. So that's Nicha to Rava. See, Rava was the one who said that the time for B'chanei Tamidatam is Kiyam. And you see, Rav Huna is going like him. So it's he's an earlier Amora who's going like Rava. So it's Mashma that Rava is correct. So that could be what the Gemara and Daf Hei. I mean, again, the Gemara and Daf Hei is trying to figure out who's right. Right, Lafi the Ritva, trying to figure out who's right. The Gemara could have quoted this on the base, you know, but it wasn't up to that. Right, we first have the timing. We explain the different timing. It took us a while, right? You had one Amud for Rava, one Amud for Rava. So now comes the Gemara of Dalet Amud Aleph. After we finished the Mesir Kasei, the Chasim Kasei, we finished half of Shas, right? So after we do that, so now the Gemara comes back on the Dalet Amud Aleph and is quoting all the Mishnayos and the Brises to figure out, so who's Taka right? Right? You have Rava, you have Rava. Then you ask, how could it be Rava? What Tana hold that you need Lishma? Right? That was the first Kasha. But then we're going to different brises and mishnayas, and one by one trying to figure out who's right. Is it Rav? Is it Rabbah? So this is not a mishnah, it's not a brise, it's just Amorayim, but earlier Amorayim than Rabbah and Rava. So from this discussion, we're trying to bring a raya that maybe Rav is right and Rabbah might not be correct. But the question, according to Rashi, still remains, what's this Ma'ilu Yama B'faninu Girsha Milo Mehemni coming to Eitzak?
Could we try to fit in the Chem D'Shalom into Rashi here? I mean, because Rashi never says that they're actually believed. Maybe you could say when Rashi says, he says, "Im ratu hi an omen," that's enough to scare away the Baal.
No, I am. We definitely are fitting the Chem D'Shalom with Rashi over here.
Why can't it be the talk of fire according to Rashi? That are people enough to scare the Baal away? And we said, yeah, it's enough to scare the Baal.
Oh, you're saying the Shakla Vitari is not, are we afraid of Ziyaf HaBaal, is are we afraid of Irr HaBaal? Are we afraid the Baal is going to be Ma'arer? So, yes, that's what I'm going to get to ultimately. Right? According to Rashi, the Pshat is, are we afraid of Irr HaBaal once we have Betray the Ma'isugita? Right? That's going to be the Pshat, Lefilechem D'Shlomo. Not are we afraid of Ziyuf HaBaal, but are we afraid the Baal is going to be Ma'arer, or is he afraid enough that the shluchim are going to be there to be mekayim? But that doesn't answer the kasha. What's this line? Ma'ilu yamu b'fanenu girsha milo mehemni according to Rashi. What's that say?
It does.
Yes.
Because they didn't really answer anyway back then, and if that's enough coming to Rivo and Rashi, that if the Baal actually doesn't come to be ma'ara, do we believe him or not? According to Rivo, he says we don't follow ma'ara the ear of the Baal the chlal, but according to Rashi, we would believe it. So the fact that when you say over here that we say b'fanenu girsha does work, it's just we don't pass him with Rashi on that basis. So we go along with the Rivo.
But we don't pass like Rashi, we go like the Riva, but what's the pshat for Rashi? What's the pshat of the Gemara for Rashi? If we don't pass him like Rashi, we're in big trouble. Rashi has to pass him like Rashi. That's my problem. What does Ma'ilu Yoma B'fanenu Girsha Milo Mehemni according to Rashi mean? If it's a Nemonis issue that we say, look, if they would say B'fanenu Girsha, they'd be Nemon. And once there's a Nemonis, so then we're not afraid of Ziyuf. So that's great. That's a comparison. The Nemun to say B'fanenu Girsha, the Nemun to say HaBaal Shilchem, so that's the parallelism. But if according to Rashi, the Pshat is that once they say that the Baal sent them, not that the Nemun to say the Baal sent them, but we're no longer afraid the Baal is going to be Ma'arer, we're no longer afraid the Baal is going to be Ma'arer, so what's the Gemara saying, Ma'ilu Yomu B'fanenu Girsha? Ma'ilu Yomu B'fanenu Girsha, Milo Mehemni? Mehemni? What's the Nemonis over here? Is the key nemonis? The key is that the Baal's afraid to come. Is the key nemonis? It doesn't sound like that's the key to the sugya. So what's he saying? Yes.
To go back a little bit, can you explain the question of the Gemara according to the Maharam Shif again?
Maharam Shif says the question of the Gemara is Lefi Rava. Right? Not is Rava correct or is Rava correct? Lefi Rava. What happens if Beitre Maisugita? Are we afraid, right? Despite the fact that they might be able to say Abal Shulchan, are we afraid that the Baal still may have been Mizayef the get? Right? He forged the get because he wants to be Makalkala's wife. Right? Are we still afraid of that? And if we're afraid of that, then you need to say Befanidu Fananatam. Because if they say in front of us it was written, signed, it's obviously it's not Mizayef. It wasn't forged because it was done in front of it. So are we still afraid that the Baal might be Mizayef the get? And that's why they still have to say Befanidu Fananatam? Or do we say no? Once we can trust these two people, one we can't trust. But if you have two Shulchanim, we can trust them that the Baal sent them. So once we know that the Baal sent them, so then we're no longer afraid of any Ziyas. No longer afraid of Ziyas. They don't say Befanidu. That was the Shaila. So that Shaila is Lefi Rava. It's a Shaila Lefi Rava. So it sounds, the fact that he's asking a Shaila Lefi Rava proves that he's going like Rava. Not only Rav Huna is going like Rava, Shmuel is going like Rava. They're all going like Rava because the whole Shaila is Lefi, the Tam of Rava. So that's what the Gemara was saying.
So the question is whether or not we have this concern that the Baal himself is going to be Messiah.
Right, exactly.
So how does the justification of Rav Huna fit into that? I mean, it doesn't sound like they're talking about whether the Baal is going to be Messiah.
Rav Huna now says, if they said b'fanenu gershom, so then they are neman, they're neman in their statement that the gershom took place. And once they're neman to say the gershom took place, then we're no longer concerned of any ziyuf. Right? If they say b'fanenu gershom, we say, okay, great, the gershom is finished, it's over. So too, if we believe them, so too we believe them to say habal shulcham. And once we believe them to say habal shulcham, that's tantamount to saying b'fanenu gershom. So we're no longer concerned of any ziyuf. We're not concerned of any ziyuf. So that's it. We treat her as though she's a divorced woman. So that's the shock of the time of the Gemara. But according to Rashi, it's not an emunah thing. It's a fear factor, right? Mistafi haba, right? The Chem Dishlam would say it's all about the fear factor, the perception of the Baal. So what's the answer? What they be neman to say b'fanenu gersha. So therefore, what? Therefore, if they say the Baal sent them, so now we're not afraid that the Baal is gonna come in the future. Well, what's the lashon of the Gemara? So it's interesting. The Achronim, the whole discussion within Rashi, seems a little bit strange, right? Because of this lashon in the Gemara, the Achronim understand that Rashi is invoking a very interesting principle. Let's first see the Rashi. Let's see, instead of asking what would Rashi do with the Gemara, maybe let's look at Rashi and see what he did with the Gemara. Well, what does he actually say? Ma'ilu yomru klomar, im ratzu hein omrim, anu me'idim shegirsha, v'nosin laget, ola shluch again. If they wanted to, they could say, b'fanenu gersha. Im ratzu hein omrim, if they wanted to, they could say, they wanted to? I said, did they see the gersha or not see the gersha? They didn't see the gersha. They are the shluchim doing the gersha. But says Rashi, if they wanted to say, b'fanenu gersha, then they'd be believed. Right? Im ratzu hein omrim anu me'idim shegirsha v'nasim laget olu shluch aget. And once they testify b'fanenu gersha, there's no need to say b'fanenu tefanen echtam. If they say they saw the gershon, they saw the Baal giving the get to his wife. They saw the shliach of the Baal giving the get to the wife. They're outsiders, and they say they saw the gershon, so they'd be believed. And once they're believed to say that there was a gershon, there's no need to say b'fanenu tefanen echtam. So why should there be a need to say b'fanenu tefanen echtam if they come and they say the Baal sent us? That's how Rashi understood the Gemara. What kind of principle is Rashi invoking over here? What does it sound like?
Migu,
exactly. In Rotsu, if they wanted to, they could say b'fanenu gersha. What do you mean if they wanted to? Is that true? Is it not true? It might not be true, but it could be true. Right? They have the potential. They could say this, and if they were to say it, they would be Nema. If they were to say it, then they would be Nema. And we wouldn't require b'fanai. So if we wouldn't require b'fanai in that case, then when they come and say that the Baal sent them, we shouldn't require b'fanai either. Migu, this is the way the Poros Yosef and the Chasam Sofer want to explain Rashi. That the Gemara is invoking the concept of migu. Migu, that migu generally means that you have a taina reya, a bad taina. You could have given a better taina. So because you could have given a better taina, so we give you the nemanus of the better taina in the taina that you gave. Right? Hechzartiv b'migu denensu. You had, let's say a person is a shomer, so if he says hechzartiv, right, he's not going to be Neman. To say Achzartiv, he's not going to be Neman. Let's say there's a shtar, right? He's mafke, it's a chaver b'shtar. Shtar! So to say hechzartiv against the shtar, right? The mafkin has a shtar that he gave you the pikadon. So you can't say hechzartiv if he's holding the shtar. Shtocha biyadi my boy. Well, what's he holding onto the shtar if he gave it back? But let's say the shomer said nensu. He says, I agree, I got the pikadon. But I say accidentally got damaged. He's only a shomer chinam, so he'd be potter for tainas nensu, right? So it comes out that there's a migu over here. He'd be potter if he said nensu, but chzartiv is not such a great taina. Against the shtar, it's an even worse taina. But stam, it's not a great taina. It's your word against the other one, right? If the shomer agrees that he got the pikadon, but now he claims he returned it, and the mafkid says he didn't return it, chzartiv is your word against his. Nensu is not your word against his. The mafkid can't express an opinion about that because he doesn't know. So Dr. Gemara, the shomer is nema to say hechzartiv b'migu de nensu. So it's the same thing over here. If they would say b'faneinu gersha, they'd be believed. They'd be believed and the gershon would be finished. So comes the Gemara and says that so too, if two people come and they say the Baal sent them, they don't have to say b'faneinu. Just like if they said b'faneinu gershon, there's no need to say b'faneinu. So if they say the Baal sent them, there shouldn't be a need to say b'faneinu either. That's how the Achronim are learning Rashi. But it's a pella, as the Achronim themselves point out. The Paras Yosef and the Chasim Sofer both point out that Tosas and Kiddushin and other Rishonim are very adamant that you can't have a migu with two people. Right? There's no migu b'beit rei. We had this in Bava Basra last year by Hani Nogin Beidusan, for those who remember Naf Chavtes. And we invoke Tosis and Kedushin on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. We're not going to go back to everything, but the Paras Yosef makes reference to that Tosis. Right? What does the pasuk say? Al pi shnei edim yakom davar. Al pi shnei edim hanemonim b'dibur bilvad. Edim can only be neman based on dibur p'em. You can't add a migu. But you say the edim say something. If they have a migu, so then we can trust them. If you can't trust them based on the statement itself, forget about it. They can't be neman. They can't be neman midin edim. So what kind of a strange notion is this? What Rashi seems to be interpreting that the neman b'toras migu? How can they be neman b'toras migu? How can they be neman b'toras migu? So many Rishonim say that edim are not neman b'toras migu. What's more, why do they even need the migu? What do they need the migu for? Well, how do we understand the Gemara? What, they're not neman by themselves to say that the Baal sent them? They're not neman b'din edus to say that the Baal sent them? Why shouldn't they be neman by themselves? So the Chasam Sofer says, no, that I can explain to you. Maybe they're not neman b'toras edus because they're testifying about themselves. Yeah, there's a whole discussion in the Gemara and Kedushin on Daf Mem Gimel. Did you get to the Gemara and Kedushin yet? How many Talmidim got to the Gemara and Kedushin? Oh, you didn't get to it yet, okay. Okay. There's a discussion in the Gemara and Kedushin where the Shliach Nase Eid. The Shliach of Kedushin, can he be Nase Eid or not? Can he be an Eid on the Kedushin? He's a Shliach, but can he be an Eid also? So, one of the reasons to say that he can be Nase Eid is because the Shliach is not a Baal Dover. He's testifying about the Chalos Kiddushin. The Chalos Kiddushin relates to the Meshaleach, not to him. Right? So can he be an aid? Can he be an aid Kiyam on the Kiddushin? So one sheet in the Gemara Kiddushin is yes. Why can he be an aid Kiddushin? It doesn't relate to him. So if it doesn't relate to him, it's not an aid, it's about himself. But can he be an aid that he's a Shliach? Can he be an aid that he's a Shliach? Right? Can he be an aid that he's a shliach? Maybe not, because to testify that he's a shliach, that edus is no gad to him. He's testifying about himself. So says the Chasam Sofer, that's why they couldn't be neman about themselves that the Baal sent him. Rashi assumes that two shluchim cannot be neman about themselves that the Baal sent him, because that's an edus that's no gad to them. It's an edus about themselves. So that's why Rashi explained the Gemara to be saying that the neman b'toras migu. They can't be neman b'toras edus because they're testifying about themselves. But they're still neman b'toras migu. They're neman b'toras migu. Very difficult. Because the Rishonim say that there is no such thing as migu by edus. So there's a lot more to see over here. I see since the Talmidim didn't get to the Gemara Kedushin, I don't want to run too much ahead of you. Okay, but what we have to discuss tomorrow, we have to figure out What is the nemonis of these two Eidim, according to Rashi? What is this Ma'ilu Yom Lefaneinu Girsha Milo Mehemni telling us? Is it Migul? Is it Eidus? If it is Eidus, but if it's Nogea to them, so how can they testify about themselves? And then after we try to figure out what this line means, is it an Emonis Midin Migul? Is it an Emonis Midin Eidus? Then we have to plug it back into Rashi and figure out, but is that working out for Rashi? Does that make any sense B'das Rashi? Not so clear that it should make sense B'das Rashi. So to get Pshat and Rashi, what we're going to do is we're going to look at a Ravid. There's a Ravid on Daf Aleph in the Rif that has two Perushim over here, and we'll see that the Ravid is very, very important over here. The Ravid is going to help us explain the Rashi, and with that we'll come full circle. We'll add a couple of more small points to the sugya, and then hopefully we'll go weiter as well. Okay? So we'll stop here with the Gemara. I'll try to do a little halacha today, if you will. I'll take the questions, Yamin. I'll take your question after.